It's your birthday. Happy birthday. It's your birthday. Happy birthday to you.
Hey everybody, it's Adam. Welcome to another This Day is History. November 1st, first day of the month. Boy, I love these days because, we don't have to worry. We don't have to worry about the ominous sword of Damocles hanging over all of our heads here because, November 1st, you're not going to have to go up against anybody yet, right? Yet, tomorrow we'll face that. We'll face that hurdle tomorrow. But today you can just revel, perhaps a little bit of an advantage for the first days of the month. But not nearly as big an advantage as me just not wanting to hear about the same people over and over and over again, which is why I would be surprised if the first day of any month ends up in the gauntlet when this is all said and done. I mean, it could happen. You could say that's undue influence. You could say that is in some way, shape, or form invalidating the results of this experiment. But I would say that's just the way the world was shaped, in whatever grand design it was shaped that way, led us into a situation where maybe the people that are born at the beginning of the month need to be protected for some reason that is outside of our understanding of the great plan as set forth by Satan. So let's jump into it today. We don't even have to worry about what's coming in before us. We could just look at today's stuff. And look into some honorable mentions. So honorable mentions. I will say honorable mention goes to Coco Crisp, born November 1st, 1979, baseball player, best known for having the name Coco Crisp. his first name is not actually Coco. I think his name's Cavelli or something like that. He went by Coco Crisp, and that's just a great name for a baseball player, folks. Coco Crisp, born November 1st. Howdy, man. Not a lot, actually, today. Not a lot at all. I'm going to go ahead and throw Bobby the Brain Heenan, who is a wrestler, but is perhaps most known for being a commentator. And maybe a manager of wrestlers, Bobby the Brain Heenan, born on November 1st, some odd year. I don't know. I'm not even on that page anymore. And we'll throw in Marshall Wallace. Yeah. Throw in Marshall Wallace, best known, at least for me, as the voice of Edna Krabappel on The Simpsons. She won an Emmy for that. Interesting. Born November 1st, 1942. All right, let's get into it. And let's do a quick 3-2-1 here. Number three, most famous and influential person born on November 1st is Lyle Lovett. Lyle Lovett is a country music singer, and he was very well known in my youth for being just a not good looking gentleman, but also married to Julia Roberts. It was a real wild thing where it's like, there's this dude and he is one of the goofiest looking fellas in the world. And he is married to the person who pretty much everybody thought was the pinnacle of beauty in the early 90s, late 80s. I don't know when they were really married. But anyway, when I was a youth, Julia Roberts was as pretty as people got. And then there's Lyle Lovett. It was a real ugly duckling story, except for the swan was a country music singer. So, Lyle Lovett, born November 1st, 1957. Number two, most famous and influential person born on November 1st is Jenny McCarthy. Now, this is a touchy situation, I feel, because I have said before that I want to only really focus on the positives of people. And I don't feel like there really are many when it comes to a Jenny McCarthy. But I can't deny the fact that she is famous. She's on that Masked Singer show now. She has some very bad ideas, some just terrible and dangerous and patently offensive ideas about how the world works and how medicine works. But If I'm focusing just on her career, she's the second most famous and influential person born on November 1st. All right, let's slide to the number one. And I hope the number one is able to carry this day past a lot this month, because I just really don't want to talk about Jenny McCarthy more than just today. And of course, tomorrow we'll have to talk about Jenny McCarthy again. Not excited about that. Number one most famous and influential person born on November 1st, Anthony Kiedis. That's right, lead singer of your Red Hot Chili Peppers. I unironically love Red Hot Chili Peppers. I do. Listen, that's just such a good vibe that band has. I don't care. Their music's good. It slaps. It fucking slaps. All right. So yeah, born November 1st, 1962, Anthony Kiedis. He's always seemed like a pretty genuine and cool dude. You know, you see him in interviews. He just seems like a dude that you just want to just hang. Just like, hey, call up Tony, let's hang, right? No, I'm not insinuating that I am anywhere near cool enough to be able to hang with an Anthony Kiedis. You know, I'd probably try and then get real nervous about it. Even if he wasn't famous. Just be like, man, this dude's intense. This dude's intense. And then, like, we'd have a thing where everybody was supposed to get together down at the quad and then start like a 16-bar crawl thing. And then like the day of, you find out that Tony broke his ankle doing sick tricks on a Segway. And you're like, well, man, fucking Tony's rad. And that sucks. But man, this is a relief to me because I don't know if I could have got through three of those bars. And then, but you're going to have to try, right? Because you're trying to impress Tony. Anyway, Anthony Kiedis, born November 1st, 1962. All right, that's it. That's the day. That's all we have to worry about. Nothing bad will happen. All right, so come back tomorrow for more of This Day's History. Till then, stay fresh.
Happy birthday.